Star Wars 7x7, episode 3397. We are continuing our series of looks at the short stories in the From a Certain Point of View collection for Return of the Jedi today. This is Logre's story, Chief Shaman of the Ewoks, and it's called Divine Intervention, with a little question mark in between Divine and Intervention, interestingly enough. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So this particular story is a fun one in the sense that it's very mystical in its way. Logre is considering the events that have been happening over the course of, you know, the last however long that there had been a deal struck between the Golden One, who is their god, and the darkness, and they would share Endor equally, but the Golden One seems to have abandoned them, and the darkness is coming, and yeah, things are basically not good for the Ewoks. Of course, the darkness is in the form of the Empire showing up on the planet. The darkness is also given this anthropomorphized identity called the Adversary, and that the Adversary is going to take the throne and be able to rule over Endor. So there's a lot at stake from this mystical spiritual perspective with everything that's going on with the Empire and the Ewoks. And by this time, the Empire has started killing Ewoks. As you know, we were talking about yesterday in the story about Wicket, you know, they were just kind of like, oh, like an Ewok. Like that was early on in the days of the Empire's occupation of the planet. But since then, yeah, I guess they've realized that they're in danger from the Ewoks. And so they've been going out and slaughtering villages. And there's now a tribal council meeting where Logre is desperately trying to convince people to go north, to go hide, get away from the Empire. And Tebow, who is Logre's apprentice, and as part of a newer generation of Ewoks that don't really cotton to the Golden One's teachings, are saying that the reason why it seems like the Golden One has abandoned them is because all they're doing is hiding, that they need to go and fight. So in the midst of a pause in the discussions about what the Ewoks are going to do, Logre goes out and decides to clear his head someplace. And where does he happen to stumble upon? The place where our rebel heroes are landing and are infiltrating Endor. And so Logre gets to see the Golden One, C-3PO, coming out of the shuttle. And he thinks this is the answer to his prayers, that the Golden One has actually arrived. And then C-3PO, oh gosh, I almost don't want to ruin it for you. But it's pretty hysterical because C-3PO trips on a root and is immediately down for the count and whining and begging to be picked back up. And even though Logre can't understand what 3PO is saying, he can understand the tone of voice and is like, this is a false god. This is not the Golden One. You know, this is just one of those other protocol droids like the Empire has, except it's just a different color. But he figures out a plan and he gets a raiding party to come out with him basically into one of the trapping paths where the rebels have just happened to walk, and knows that all of these other Ewoks he's been trying to convince, all these younger generation Ewoks, when they see what appears to be the Golden One, even though Logre thinks of 3PO as a fake god, Logre knows that he can convince all these other Ewoks to say, hey, the Golden One's real, and the Golden One appeared to me in a vision, and, you know, whoa, there's the Golden One, and told me we should go north. And so he starts heading back to the village thinking how, like, this master plan, like, it's just gone so perfectly, and not only that, but we should have a feast to celebrate the Golden One, and boy, that arrogant guy Han Solo was probably going to be very tasty. So he's already thinking about how good it is going to be to eat Han Solo as he's heading off back to the village. That's pretty much what happens in that story, but it's definitely got some laughs in the way that Logre is evaluating C-3PO and hearing the eavesdropped upon conversation between our rebel heroes is fun too. That's what I've got for you for today's episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.